This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on Bahram, B-A-H-R-A-M, first name Nabila, N-A-B-I-L-A, date of birth December 10, 1962, date of evaluation September 19, 2022. The referring physician, Dr. James Kong, the chief complaint, diagnosis of colon cancer, the HPI. The patient is known to have history of chronic systolic heart failure, period. She had previously been diagnosed with underlying cardiomyopathy, with ejection fraction of 40%, period. At that time, she had reported dyspnea worsening on climbing stairs, period. She had been started on carvedilol in approximately August of 2021, period. She had subsequently underwent repeat echocardiogram October 29, 2021, period. Echocardiogram at that time revealed left ventricle ejection fraction of 59%, period. There was mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, period. There was trace mitral regurgitation and trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. Clinically, patient was noted to have improved, period. In April of 2022, she noted episodes of fast heart rate and shortness of breath, period. She was subsequently referred for nuclear stress testing, period. Nuclear stress tests performed correction. She underwent dobutamine stress test on November 17, 2020. This was equivocal test for ischemia, period. She was noted to have abnormal wall motion, which improved with low-dose dobutamine, period. This was felt to be secondary to hibernating myocardium, period. She had been referred for left heart catheterization, period. This, however, had not been done, period. She had subsequently had repeat evaluation, period. She had subsequently developed decreased lower extremity swelling, decreased shortness of breath, period. She again was referred for nucleus myocardial perfusion scan on September 1, 2022. This revealed ejection fraction of 62%, period. There was satisfactory cardiac wall motion, period. There was no evidence of fixed or reversible defects to suggest underlying coronary artery disease, period. The patient most recently had a biopsy and was diagnosed with colon cancer, period. She has a left-sided mass, period, she had been scheduled for surgery on the coming Wednesday period. She has had no chest pain or shortness of breath period. She has no palpitations period. The past medical history, diabetes, next number hypothyroidism, next number hypertension, next number meningioma, next number chronic systolic heart failure, past surgical history, meningioma, status post radiation therapy in 2016, lump right breast, next number biopsy, current medications, levothyroxine 75 micrograms one daily, candesartan / hydrochlorothiazide 32/25 one daily, calvedilol 6.25 milligrams PID, furosemide 40 milligrams one daily, Zigduo XIGDUO 5/1000 milligrams 1 BID, atorvastatin 40 milligrams HS. The impression, correction, the allergies, none on drug allergies, family history, father with myocardial infarction, social history, no history of alcohol, drugs, or otherwise. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 132/86, pulse 65, respiratory rate 16, height 68 inches, weight 227.2 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the examination is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this 60-plus-year-old female with history of chronic systolic heart failure and subsequent normalization of her left ventricle ejection fraction was noted to have no evidence of ischemia on recent nuclear scintigraphy. She now has normal heart function, period. She was felt to require surgical treatment of her left-sided large intestinal mass, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for same. She is cleared for her procedure. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.